If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It is the final JR Sport Brief show for 2023. It is the final JR Sport Brief show in this time slot on January 2nd. The show moves to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's joining us live from New York City. And we just chilling. That's it. I mean, yeah, there's sports going on like Thursday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams ahead of the Saints right now, 30-22. The Saints just scored a touchdown with a two-point conversion. They didn't retrieve the onside kick. And so the Los Angeles Rams, they have a chance and an opportunity to put some insurance. Do I call them runs? No, it's baseball. Some insurance points up on the board. Yeah, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a bittersweet 3 hours. This is the last 3 hours for now. God knows, wild business that I'll be here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. And so I'm just kicking it. You know, I informed the world yesterday as the news broke that the show was going to be moving slots. That came down the pipe yesterday, and, you know, I just wanted to take time. I did it yesterday. I'm doing it now to say thank you and to talk to all the listeners. And, Shep, it is really crazy. I got a crap ton of messages. Something that has popped up more frequently than others, people asking about the repo man. People are asking me about the is the repo man going to still listen? Is the repo man going to call in? And I'm saying,
yes.
I know it's a little earlier.
Yes, he's calling in.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It's earlier. Repo man don't want to be seen in the daytime. It's dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't get dark right now at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time or anything like that these days.
Oh, it's winter, right?
Yeah, he's calling in. He's calling in.
But do you want to he's in Detroit.
Right.
So he's, what is that? That's still Eastern time. Does he want to repossess a car at 2 a.m. in the morning, or does he want to repossess a car at 8 p.m.? Come on now.
I mean, you could also do it at 9:30, and that's a good way to close out the JR Sport Brief at 6 p.m.
Talking to the repo man?
Yeah.
And I got to give the repo man his own segment to close out the show. It's time for the repo minute by the repo man.
Well, he's like a social media personality, and I'm not using that in like lightly. Like, he's actually had some traction, and he has given it to us multiple times. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but, like, he's got a little bit of a following with what he does, too.
Yeah, repossessing cars. Yeah,
right. But he has, like, a handle to go with it. It's almost like he monetizes it, which is, if it's not bad enough that someone is literally taking one of the most important possessions you have in your life, he's also making profit off of it. And
you got to pay your bills,
public.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
It's called stealing.
Yeah, I know.
At what point do you take the car and not pay for it? Is it not stealing? Like, you're a thief.
Well, you know, the way I don't know if you see the robberies these days in places like Walgreens and CVS, but you know exactly where I'm going with this. Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is, like, Michael Rappaport, he puts this all the time on his feed. Like, we are seeing security guards, it is not a good year for them. They are literally standing there with their hands in their pockets while people are leaving these merchandise places with over thousands of dollars worth of goods.
It's one thing to steal some mascara. It's another thing to steal something that weighs, I don't know, a couple of tons.
Of course. One is worth tens of thousands.
That you signed a contract for and I'm not paying for it.
Right. I do feel like, I mean, I don't know if like you sell your soul to the devil when you do the kind of job.
To be a repo man?
Yeah, because like, I mean, it's like buying houses in like short sale. You know, it's like knowing someone put in so much equity to a house and you get it off of like auction, like you buy it on the cheap. I mean, it's profitable, fine, but he seems like too nice of a guy to take joy in doing that for his livelihood.
I say let the repo man be great again, okay?
Yeah, he can be great in anything but being a repo man.
Yeah, we got lots of repo man, but we only got one here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, let's go to James from Los Angeles. We only got one of him. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. I was kind of upset. I thought y'all was splitting up for good, but I know Chef got on, and then, like you said, you're taking the 3 o'clock spot for out here in Cali, man. But, man, I've been a fan of you, man. I remember when I first started talking to you and our love for LeBron, Kobe against LeBron, I was like, sweet, we like Jackie Chan. And you were like, yo, man, you know, we like Jackie too. And I was like, yeah, we like him. We love Bruce Lee. And from then, I kind of, you know, took off with you and everything, man, and heard everything. I know you was talking, you really talked to a lot of people through the Kobe died, man, and then the COVID and all of that stuff. So, you know, you just been there. Plus, you work with the Special Olympics and just, like, everything that you've done, man. You know, as a Christian, man, even though I'm a Christian man, I don't always act the part, but it says you do instead of say. I can tell people I'm a Christian all day long, but if I don't do right, you know, what's in your heart, that helping people that need help and everything, man. And it's just been a blessing to listen to you and talk with you about different stuff. I mean, we haven't always agreed about stuff, but you know what? That's what it's about.
It's life.
That's what it's about,
man. Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody agrees with me all the time, I think there's something wrong with them. I mean, that's just...
Exactly, man. So I appreciate you. I'm going to try to follow you on that 3 o'clock spot, but, like, you know, 7 o'clock is probably where I'm at, but I'm going to catch you every now and then. And one thing to Shep, man, you know, I love Shep to death. I doubt whether Shep can handle Peter McNeely, much less Mike Tyson, bro. Because you got to understand that these people, they do this for a living, man. How many shots do you think Peter McNeely has taken over time, man? He fought, Frank Bruno and Lennox Lewis and all that? You think you should, you know, he can probably stand here and look at you, too. So, you know, hey, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you just a kick-ass, you know, type of person. But, you know, hey, these boxers, they do it for a living, man.
Well, we going to find out one day, James, okay? We'll wait until Mike Tyson is almost in his deathbed.
Right on, brother. Hey, I'm going to try to follow you over there, but, you know, whatever you do, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Oh, thank you.
You know, how many times you've got me through a lot of stuff and having a problem with the kids, having a problem with my wife and everything, and I just go into my own little cave over here and I check you out. You kind of made me laugh. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing, brother. And
thank you,
God bless us to you and the chef, too. And, you know, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you in a few weeks. Thank you, James.
All right.
Appreciate you. No doubt. Yeah, this show's therapeutic for me, too. Y'all have no idea. Come on now. I'll be sitting here and the time goes by for 4 hours. I could be doing a whole lot of other things. Terrible things. Hey, Eric is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, real quick, I hope Alan calls in early, too, because, man, I love to hear Alan's phone call.
Alan from Toronto. You want me to fight with Alan from Toronto? You just like to hear us fight.
Yeah, I just love it. I just love how he keeps going on and on and on. You can't get a word in, man. I rewind that at least 20 times.
I feel like I'm arguing with my ex-wife that doesn't exist,
But I just want to say, Jar, it's an absolute honor for you and Shep to let me call tonight. I'm going to tell you why. You and Shep, I mean, the banter you guys have and you letting him be able to speak and just the funny stories, man, we live in a world that people are jerks. The news has crap all the time on there. We need a good laugh sometimes. And first of all, your sports takes are number one, 1A, man. They're amazing. They always got me thinking. But the banter you and Shep have from the stories like you ain't going to talk to Siri because you're old school, but you acknowledge technology is good, and it gets down to the remote control, and Shep's saying one thing, you got to say, no, technology. Man, I rewind stuff like that 20 times. And, like, the president, he did not know when his wife was there, and he said, no, I'm serious. I'm going to get a bunch of emails. And, man, I had to rewind that about 20 times, man. You guys have me laughing so hard that sometimes I don't get the last hour of the show because I stop cleaning car dealerships at 1 in the morning. But, like, you and Shep, like, it's like you've known each other all your life, but I was just blown away that you have been working together for 2 years. So just thank you all. And I'm going to – I start cleaning at 6 Central, so – I'm going to be listening then, but I'm going to miss you and Shep. I sure am.
We're going to miss it too, Eric. Thank you for calling from Texas. Yeah, I guess what are them, Shep, what are them two old Muppets that sit in the windowsill? They got a name, don't they?
There's so many Muppets.
No, the two old men Muppets.
Oh,
them two Muppets.
Oh, I don't know. I do not know. I know Piggy and Kermit, but that's not what you're referring to right now.
No, they're
right.
Old men Muppets.
I mean, the grandpa in Up, is he one of them?
No, they're Muppets. Somebody will tell us
okay.
The answer.
Yeah, they usually do.
Somebody's going to message me or it'll pop up. Yeah, they're classic. The two old men Muppets that sit in the windowsill and they just talk crap.
Okay. All right. I cheated. Statler and Waldorf, right?
No, I don't know. Their names rhyme or something. Or I don't know.
Okay. It's not Ernie and Bert.
Nah, those are two different type of Muppets. Right. I don't even think Sesame Street deals with them anymore. They're too controversial.
I'm pretty sure it's Statler and Waldorf, by the way.
Anyway, hold on a second. Yeah. We're a sports show, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of Muppets in sports, right? A lot of those Muppets behind the scenes, so.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who on a rant. Well, Derek Carr is a Muppet. The Rams beat the Saints 30-22. The Rams now have a record of 8-7. The Saints are 7-8. And you know what? I got to give credit to the Rams. It was expected for them to be ass for quite a few years now. And they've been able to turn things around faster than I expected. And the Saints, who cares about them? Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, JR?
Oh, my God. Brian, you calling me from a cell phone or a lawnmower?
I'm calling you from a home cordless phone.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Go ahead.
Okay. my parents are doing a call. I'll try and get it done in 60 seconds. Number one, what happened? What was that big silence what was the cause of that big silence that we had in Toronto? The big
Hold on, Brian. I got to put you on hold. Hey, Shep, can I continue talking to this guy? It was just terrible. Terrible radio, right? Terrible.
So it's one of those things where I told Brian, Brian, I can put you through, but you sound okay, but you got to sound better, get to a better spot. Brian goes, okay, no problem. He sounds worse.
Hey, Brian, I don't want to hang up on you. Can you make your point in 10 seconds? Because, I mean, we're going to blow out somebody in their car, their speakers, okay? Brian, go ahead quickly.
Anyway, okay, I listen to you via the Fan 590, and shout out to I listen to Fan 590 for sports, and I listen to WDCX for Christianity. I was praying for your program yesterday along with other people, and your broadcast finally came back.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, and you're welcome, and I appreciate you, and a lot of people appreciate you. Hi to all yourselves out there, folks.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Brian. Brian said something about listening to me on 580 or 590 in Canada. Thank you. That man was not calling me from Canada. That man called us from the moon, okay? He called us from the moon. He's standing there next to that flag that we're supposed to have, you know, pitched up on the moon. That's him. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
JR, I am, again, honored, just as the other caller said, to get on the air with you all. The old men, the puppets are the Bert and Ernie. That's who you're referring to.
No. Bert and Ernie are not old men. They're roommates. No.
I'm joking, brother. Listen, Brian's problem was not the phone, I don't think. There was something else on board there, brother. Anyway, listen, congrats on the move, man. You put the work in. You deserve it. And that's what we're going to miss. You're not going to get these knuckleheads calling in, you know, during drive time like you do tonight and at night. That's what we're going to miss, man. So God bless you and congrats. I called it the first time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this isn't your show or anything like that, right? So one of the first times I ever called in was Chef's insanely ass idea that he could beat Mike Tyson, right? And I'm like, I'm not hearing this, right? And it was the one time you had no comeback, JR. You were like, I don't know what to say, and just go to commercial, and that was it. So, and neither one of you can be a repo man either, okay?
None of us could do what?
Neither one of you could be repo men either. There's no way.
We don't want to be repo men. We don't want to do
right.
that.
Right. Okay. And this is a sports show, so my take is on the sports is the Saints are done. Dennis Allen or Chip Kelly or whatever his name is. Right. He needs
who's
to go.
That? Is that, anyway. Who's that? Is that your wife? Who that in the back?
That is Celeste. She is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, that's nice.
So she's not my wife.
So Celeste will tweet at you, JR, a lot, by the way.
A lot?
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Her name is Clint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. She's a
she
very,
got a sister.
She's
got
a very
sister?
Upbeat.
Listen, I'm coming to New Orleans. No, maybe not. It depends. Maybe I come to New Orleans next week. I mean, depends.
JR,
y'all got another
right
room?
She's
are y'all clean or y'all dirty?
All right, so, yeah, she's sitting right here. She does have a sister. We'll talk about that off the air. All right, so it's not Wednesday night, but it's Thursday night, so I have a belated Wednesday night top six list.
Nah, we don't want to hear JRSD, top six, but go ahead. Hurry up.
JRSD moments. And all it is names of guys who the cities they call from. I don't have names.
Vancouver, you're giving us Toronto. A top callers? Go ahead, quickly, do it.
Vancouver, Toronto, the guy from Michigan, the guy from Tampa, the guy from Alabama, me, and anybody from California who calls. God bless you all. We love you all, and the best to you all. Peace and love. I'm out.
Thank you, Tommy. Talk to you soon. Thank you. What a cop-out list. He said anybody who calls from California? We got a bunch of callers from California. Crap. Gilberto just called from San Diego. We just talked to James from Los Angeles. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yes.
I can start naming. Ralph from Miami.
Vlad from Illinois. We got
From Illinois.
We got your
yeah.
boy. You know Ralph's going to call in tonight. You know.
Ralph?
Greg's going to call in tonight.
Wait, who the hell is Ralph?
Ralph from Miami.
Oh, yeah. I think I said Ralph.
Right.
Is Ralph the very nice guy who calls?
Very polite. Yeah, first thing he always says is, hi, Jay, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Ryan, yeah. Ryan.
Well, listen, it's nice. I could go a whole day and nobody gives a damn how I feel.
Ryan,
so that's nice.
Ryan from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a great caller. Yeah. There's so many.
Eric
from Texas. There's so many.
Yeah. There's that one guy from Toronto who got the hint and stopped calling.
And it's not Rick. It's not you, Rick.
Fast.
Don't take
it's
it personally, Rick. Right.
It's not fast talking Rick.
Adam from Toronto is great too.
It's not Adam. Adam is a great dude.
Great caller. Adam is
It's not Alan. Alan is great. There was a guy who when I started, he called like every day just to be a jerk from Toronto.
Yeah.
He's one of the drops. He's just like, "Oh, well, the thing is about sports, we can all be here and disagree and still be friends." Him.
Yeah.
That guy.
Right.
Whatever his name is.
Yep. Sean from Oregon used to call a lot.
Yeah, but he got the hint, too, because he'd call and be a jerk. I know he's listening now.
And then, obviously, our boy, Family Guy.
Who?
Peter Griffin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Paul from Rhode Island?
Paul from Rhode Island, yes.
Yeah, Paul is fine, too. He'd just be all over the place.
How are you? Let me tell you something. You're the mayor of everything we do here. All right? That's
Paul from Rhode Island will give like 5 points in 5 seconds. It's like pick 1 point.
Okay, by the way, speaking of 5 points in 1 second, can't forget about Beck in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another one.
Jacksonville? No, that's not Beck.
Beck in Florida. Robbie in Jacksonville's great.
Yeah,
Robbie in Jacksonville's great. No, Beck's great too. He just makes a lot of points when he gets
and
on.
I got
him.
A crap son. I can't even name
Maya.
All the folks.
Maya from Maryland is fantastic.
Yeah,
she's fantastic. There's a lot of female callers that I appreciate.
I got a lot of messages to answer too. Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun with that, man. Sounds like you're not gonna have a break over the holidays.
Nah, for real. I'm gonna answer as many messages that I can. And then we got a lot of people here in Atlanta, too, man. I'm not even going to start naming
was
them.
Was there somebody who reached out to you that you didn't even know paid attention to your show, that you didn't even realize you were on their radar?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, in other words, like you didn't have like a huge like someone like a Bob Costas like reach out to you.
Nah, I mean we've had musicians call us. Remember we had a few musicians?
No, yeah.
Didn't a guy say he played guitar for Rihanna?
Yeah, yeah. So his song had like a billion hits on YouTube, I think. Like it's up there. He's got one name, long hair, in his 50s. We've had Jared Payton obviously call the show. We've had Cole Wright, like just guys that are well known in the industry. But is there's not anyone who reached out to you that you were surprised? Okay.
Nah, I don't know. You know, people, when you meet people, like, oh, yeah, I've listened to you. I mean, so.
Right.
But, you know, not nobody that stands out. I don't know.
And by the way, I'm just going to say it. I heard you're going to do some new stuff on your 6 p.m. show that you didn't necessarily do on the 10 p.m. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Who the hell said that?
Well, I have my sources, but I am excited to see.
It's a lie. It's not true.
It's not. Okay.
Listen, I didn't talk to anybody yet. I was supposed to talk. I got a message, Ryan. I didn't talk to nobody.
Well, I have an idea of what it is, and I think that is.
Do you? I do.
I have a very good idea about what it is, and I think that's only going to take your show to the next level.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't.
All right. People will find out soon.
Okay, you know better than me.
Okay,
I was supposed to talk to Ryan. I got so much crap going on. I got to talk to Ryan tomorrow.
Well, what you're going to talk to him about, I believe, very, very much believe he knows how to do. So
okay.
That's going to be a beautiful thing to
now get
that.
I ain't asking him to do nothing. I'm just.
Well, he's the type of
guy
I'm
going to tell him, hey,
anyway.
Come up with some new stuff for us to do.
Trust you me. That guy's gonna come up with the things that you couldn't even think of. That's how good he is.
Good. Listen, I've used enough of my brain. Somebody else do.
Top six is definitely going with you for sure.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Gotcha.
Well, let's talk to Mark from Nova Scotia. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, JR. I just wanted to call in because been listening to you guys for, well, I guess, the last couple of years, and I just really appreciate your banter. I appreciate how you allow people to have opinions, as dumb as they might be. I'm sure I probably called them some dumb opinions. And I just really like your humor. I've laughed my ass off tonight. I laugh every time I listen to you guys. And JR, both of you guys, JR and Shep, what I also appreciate is that you remind me and everybody else, like when I'm losing my mind because my team's doing something stupid, that it's just sports, man. It's just like, it's not the end of the world. You change my perspective. And I want to say one more thing. You guys don't fall into that hot take yelling nonsense. The only bad hot take I can think of is Shep wanting to fight Tyson. And there you go. But you guys have been great. Right. Love it. And I'll listen to you, JR, and I'll listen to you, Shep, going forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. You have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to take a break. Otherwise, they might fire me, and I may not see January 2nd. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. We'll take a look at what the hell happened tonight on Thursday Night Football. I see the Detroit Pistons did something pretty normal for them. They lost another game, which is nuts to me. And then we'll get to more of your calls because I won't be talking to you for the rest of the year. I'm going to shed a tear. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, the last JR Sport Brief Show for 2023, also the last JR Sport Brief Show in this time slot. Starting on January 2nd, the show will air at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific time. We got a couple of news items that I must share with you. First of all, the Los Angeles Rams beat the New Orleans Saints tonight in L.A. Thursday Night Football, the final score there. 30-22. Los Angeles improves its record to 8-7. New Orleans, they fall to 7-8. And we just got word via Jeff Passan. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yeah, the star pitcher from Japan. This man is going to be a Los Angeles Dodger. He is joining Shohei Ohtani. And if you thought the money that they gave Ohtani was nuts, Yamamoto is agreeing on a 12-year, $325 million contract. Yes, a pitcher who is 25 years old, has never thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball, Yamamoto is going to the Dodgers on a 12-year contract, $325 million. The Dodgers, I think, are trying to supplant, if they have not already, the New York Yankees as the crown jewel of Major League Baseball. We can look at the Yankees and look at all their championships and titles, but right now the Dodgers are the glamour franchise. That is without saying. They got Ohtani, and now they got this dude Yamamoto. And if you want to think about paying Yamamoto, he's also on a discount right now. The going rate for a top-end pitcher in Major League Baseball, and thanks to Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, is in the range of about $40 million. You look at Gerrit Cole, he's making, I think, about $36 million. And based on the length of Yamamoto's deal, 12 years, he is making $27 million. The Dodgers, they going to whoop some ass, man. It was Yamamoto to the Yankees, Yamamoto to the Mets, Yamamoto to the Dodgers. Damn. Dodgers are getting everybody. And then they deferred Ohtani's contract. They paying him nothing for the next 10 years. This man don't get no money until he's, like, retired. Damn. Dodgers are not fair. They're really not fair. Congratulations to all the Dodger fans out there. 855-212-4CBS. Gary's calling from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, J.R., when you made your announcement, I was so bummed out, I almost wanted to start crying. I am listening to you in my car because I clean offices at nighttime at 60 years old. And I got to tell you, I'm so bummed out because you guys don't come on until 11 o'clock out here. So obviously I'm not going to be listening to you anymore. And I'm not really that computer literate where I'll put you on a computer this, that, and catch you on hi-fi or whatever type of contraptions. And I know you're on WFAN on Saturdays, but that's afternoon time and so forth. But I guess you got a promotion, correct?
I don't know if it's a promotion. I move up in the daytime. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Well, as far as that one caller he said about the knuckleheads, right? Those knuckleheads, including me, who are calling you up, those knuckleheads pay the bills. And you know that. And thank God for the knuckleheads or just callers calling you up, because without the callers, you're nothing, right?
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a caller. There's a difference between disagreeing with me. And it's a knucklehead is someone I don't have no tolerance for. It's
right.
Not because you disagree with me on a sports take. It's because you're belligerent or you're a jerk or you just want to call up and argue and fight. And yeah, that's a knucklehead to me. And not over no sports. It's fine to have a difference of opinion. It's another thing just to call up and be a crap human being. There's a difference.
Well, keep up the good work, because like I said, I heard that one caller – call, and he complimented you on the same type of way that I compliment you, about you don't hang up on people, you let them speak their piece, you take rapid fire phone calls, and I'm going to give you a guy that you know, and you probably met him in your lifetime, and that you remind me of, the great Steve Summers.
Oh my God, I know Steve. That's my guy. I know Steve.
When I listened to Steve Summers 30 years ago and through the years, and when he was on only a couple months ago, they put him on a special night for a Saturday night. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Wow. And when I heard him
through
the
years.
Do you
know I was on that night that Steve came back. I was on the air before Steve.
How about that?
I was on. I know Steve. Steve has been very good to me, very nice, very complimentary, and I love Steve Summers. You need to learn how to use the internet, man, because Steve, I believe, is going to be on air in the daytime on Christmas, which would be a nice treat, okay?
Cool. Hey, when he used to say the schmoozing under the covers all the time, it just was always awesome. When the old thing, when she turns off the light, you turn on the fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, Steve is great, man. You here and me there. Hey, thank you, Gary. Appreciate
you,
bro.
Hey, can I give you one more?
What?
Okay. I just want to give you one quick little story. It's fast. I've been saying this for years, and let's go back to you not agreeing with me. You remember Hank Aaron, 1974, he hit the big home run that went past Babe Ruth, correct? And he's rounding second base?
Did you say something about Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron in the same sentence?
Hank Aaron just hit the home run that went past.
Oh, yeah, to pass Babe Ruth. I was like, I thought you said he played against him. I'm like, no. Go ahead.
1974, he's rounding second base. It's on the sports reel. And there's two guys, they're both two white guys, and they're tapping him on the shoulder and say, all right, and he's shrugging them off and saying, get away from me, like that.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah, of course. Iconic.
Okay. I've told people for years and years, a lot of people never have understood it, and you're probably going to be one of them too. I would have given anything to be one of those two guys because 50 years later, they're on the sports reels all the time. Agree? Thanks for the times.
Thank you, Gary. No, I don't agree because nobody knows who the hell they are. I don't know if those guys are alive. I don't know if they're dead. Nobody knows who they are. I know Hank Aaron. I don't know them two guys.
Hey, JR.
Yes?
Bereft of all the death threats that the guy was getting pretty much since he got to number 500 in terms of home runs, how many home runs you would think he would have gotten had he not dealt with all the racism and the BS?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how many he would have clocked out?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was fortunate enough to meet him like right before he passed away.
Right.
Yo, that dude's hands. Yo. That man's hands. Oh, my God. Just I don't even know what to say.
Right.
His hands were like if he got a grip on your skull, it was over for you. Curtains. I don't know.
It's amazing, JR. This guy, I think there's been like 30 at minimum, 30, 50 home run seasons in the history of Major League Baseball. The home run king of all time, and I'm sorry, Bonds is not there. We know we don't have to go down that road. But to most people, it's still Hank Aaron. Never had a 50 home run season.
He just hit a million home runs for 20 years.
He like the model of consistency. And honestly, the guy did it with no ego, no drugs, and he was overshadowed for the most of his career by Mickey and Willie.
Yeah, well, it happens that way, Shep. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well. It's like Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer, you know? Ultimately, the cream of the crop rose.
Yeah, the other guy's a jerk, though. Djokovic. Anyway.
What?
Djokovic?
Why is he a jerk? Listen, I'm not saying I agree with him, but he's taken a very strong stance that certain governing bodies should have no jurisdiction to tell you what you should do with your body.
That
makes him a jerk?
That's fine, but even outside of that, he just seems he's not personable at all.
What? JR, you know this guy came from a torn world country.
Doesn't matter. He's not personable.
Wait a minute, JR. They have literally, there have been like novice interviewers that have no idea what they're doing that will say, Novak, how do you think you played today? And Novak will talk in multiple languages for like 3-4 minutes about like you must be thinking of somebody else if you're saying this about Novak Djokovic.
You
talk about the 24-time Grand Slam winner?
I don't vibe with him.
What?
I like Federer better. I like Nadal better. Maybe it's because I've seen them go against each other for so many years. I like them better than
you. Love Kobe, right? Obviously, that's your guy?
Yeah, I like Kobe Bryant.
Okay,
yeah.
You know Kobe?
I like him.
Okay,
yeah.
you respected Kobe's vibe. Wasn't necessarily the most friendly teammate to many people.
I've met Kobe. I've met him.
He's been on the JR Sport Brief, of course. You know who his favorite tennis player was? This has to mean something to you.
Doesn't.
Okay.
That don't got nothing to do with me. If I had to judge everybody how somebody else felt or dealt with somebody, then I'd be nobody.
But it's not somebody else. It's Kobe Bean Bryant.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like, I got my own feelings. I connect. He's like the third wheel for me between Nadal and Federer. So I'm not going to ever vibe with him.
Even though he's clearly leapfrogged both in terms of the all-time stats, in terms of the head-to-head.
Matter.
Okay.
It doesn't
winning on all
matter.
Four surfaces.
I don't. He's like the third wheel. He came up late in the game.
But there's, but the thing is, you have very sound reasoning on a lot of these athletes and coaches and media personalities. You don't get a lot of these wrong. I think you are not.
He's cold. He's cold to me. I don't dig him. I don't feel him. I don't.
Okay. Well, can you do me a favor? I know you got a lot going on. Can you watch the 60-minute piece that they just recently did about Novak Djokovic? It's state of the art journalism.
I will, but it won't change my mind.
Okay,
I'm a Federer and Nadal guy.
I can tell.
I don't ride.
Yeah, you know when Federer lost to Djokovic at match point at the U.S. Open in 2010, you know he cried like a little baby.
Who? Which one? Federer.
Federer because he was done. He complained.
Ask his knees.
He complained. I'm talking 2010 U.S. Open at the smack dab of Roger Federer's prime. And Novak, he had two match points on Novak Djokovic, right? And Novak Djokovic just absolutely swung for the heavens and both times got it right past Roger Federer. You're not supposed to do that on match point.
What are you, his agent now?
American
representative?
It bothers me that Novak Djokovic should be in rarefied air, but he's still somehow playing under the cloud of Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, even though 34 years ago.
Yeah, because he doesn't vibe. People don't catch the vibe. But the thing about him,
it's like almost like the Ricky Williams narrative. Like a lot of people associated Ricky Williams with being this pothead, but the reality is Ricky Williams is one of the most deep-thinking individuals we've ever had in the history of professional sports.
Because he smokes weed. That's going to make him think deep.
No, he was that before he was smoking weed, JR. He was at Texas, when he was with the Saints.
Are we really talking about Djokovic on December 21st? Nobody cares.
Okay.
I'm just saying, nobody cares.
He's not one of the two or three best athletes on planet Earth still.
Nobody cares.
I get you, JR. That's fair.
Nobody cares about Djokovic.
Besides Messi and LeBron, he's the third biggest athlete on planet Earth.
Listen, if I walk down the street, down Peachtree Street with Djokovic, nobody would care.
You know what? You know, part of the reason why we're talking about this? Because the Thursday night football game once again sucked, even though the score.
Oh, Yamamoto is a Dodger.
Yeah, how many people care about that?
Listen, man.
I think we're on Ohtani fatigue, and so it's now.
Nah, man. Yamamoto and Tony. Listen, man. They're going to form like Voltron and take over baseball. Anyway, we got a lot of people here forgetting Novak Djokovic. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The last JR Sport Brief show of 2023.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The final JR Sport Brief show of 2023. The final JR Sport Brief show in this time slot. January 2nd, the JR Sport Brief Show will be coming to you live at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We know that the Los Angeles Rams tonight, they went out there and they beat the Saints 30-22. We also know that the Los Angeles Dodgers, they have signed Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the guy from Japan that we've never seen pitch before. Yeah, the Dodgers are giving him a 12-year deal, $325 million. That is about $27 million per year. That is the most money committed to a pitcher ever in Major League Baseball history. It's also wild to me. He's 25 years old, but damn, a 12-year deal for a pitcher? What happens if this man's arm falls off in 2 years? What are they doing? Dodgers don't care, man. They just spending. The Dodgers might as well relocate to Japan. They should sell out every game. Dodgers tickets are going to be nuts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Elle is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Elle.
Oh, hi, JR. You probably don't remember me. I was the one who said I like your music and Angela Davis and Stokely Carmichael and yada, yada. But it doesn't even matter if you don't remember me. What I want to say, I get to hear you all periodically. You and Shep have a, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a dance. Oh. And it's not on any other, I mean, I don't listen to all of them, but I think you all are probably very unique in that whole lineup. And I hate to see that you all, I don't know too much about Ryan Hickey. I don't want to say anything. I'm not sure what the hookup with that is. I have heard him on one or two occasions, me personally. We gravitate to. But you and Shep went all the division and rage and hate and everything in the world. We sometimes need something that gives us laughter, information with sports, and we sometimes need to just take a moment to breathe. And what you all have been is therapeutic. At least that's where I see it. You've been very therapeutic. That in itself is a gift. So maybe down the way, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm not in, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of what's happening. I guess congratulations to you. But things have a way of happening. And it may be down the way that Shep ends up being back with you. Because I think it's touched a lot of people. Really a lot. So I don't really have too much more to say. That's it for me.
Well, thank you, Elle. I appreciate the kind words. I think Shep does too. Thank you.
Okay. And God bless both of you.
Okay. God bless
God
you,
bless Al. America. Thank you, Al.
Bye.
No problem. Yeah. You'd be, when I look like screaming around, that'd be so anti me. I need to sit around here and scream. I don't do that crap.
Well, JR, the people that do that and make millions and millions of dollars doing that, we know it's a facade. Like, most people are smart enough to realize that at this point.
Yeah, I don't feel like screaming. Don't even matter. Radio, television, what am I screaming here for? Going on a rant about what? I'm looking at sports. I ain't going on no damn rant. Did I lose money? No, I didn't lose money. I don't care. Like, I'm entertained. I love sports. I love the athleticism. I've loved the competition. Not enough to be like, I'm going to rant and scream about something. Don't care. If I'm going to rant about something, I'm going to rant about, I don't know, my taxes. I'm going to rant about the traffic in Atlanta. I'm going to rant about the guy who walked by me outside and take a bath. I don't care about this rant. I don't care. If I want to rant about something, I don't care about the Dodgers guy either. 12 years, $325 million. Damn. I hope he stays healthy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. It's the last show in this time slot. It's the last show for 2023. I'll talk to you. I'm only here for two more hours. Call me up. Talk to me. Call me now, like Miss Cleo used to say. Used to say because she's gone. I'm not gone. Not yet.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old. Like four lives ago.
But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a fur ball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.